Hello, everyone. We are your hosts, Susan and Jill. We are longtime educators who are here to share with you all things education. We want to inspire you, help you innovate, dream new visions, and best of all, make you laugh. The education field is not an easy one, but we do it because we love kids and we want the very best for them. Join us as we laugh, learn, and get schooled with Kale Education and Company.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Get Schooled with Kale Education and Company. I'm Jill, and you are?
I'm Susan.
Susan. Good to see you, friend.
Good to see you. Good to be hanging out and talking.
It is great to be hanging out and talking. We have to address something, because we're in Missouri.
Now, this is going to polarize people immediately.
It's going to polarize people. I can't help it. I have my opinions, and I'll explain my opinion. But it is going to polarize. It's okay.
Stick with us. We'll talk about really important things.
Are you going to do your lead in?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to do a lead in. This is
a preview for what we're about to do.
Hold on one more time. What was that? Who was that, Jill?
Who was that? That was little Taylor Swift.
T-Swift. She's giddy.
She's a big deal in Missouri right now.
She's a big deal in Missouri.
Well, apparently she was a big deal before.
We're old. if anybody was wondering our age, let it be known just shared.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
To me, Taylor Swift is, Madonna was our Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I went nuts over Madonna, but she was great.
Yeah.
I didn't have her music, like, at my fingertips.
Our parents probably didn't know,
though. No, they may not have. But, I mean, I waited by the radio with my tape player to hit record.
You had to record it when they played the song. Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of mixtapes with Madonna. So I appreciate Taylor for who she is. Mm-hmm. Like, she's knocking it out of the park right now.
But what do you appreciate even more?
Now, I cannot say I was not a Swiftie.
No.
I mean,
neither of us.
I think she's great.
Yeah.
Don't
but
get me
no,
wrong.
But neither
I love
of
her
us
music.
Were like, yeah,
it's fine. But I mean, even I remember when the concert came and I was like, oh, I mean, awesome. It's a Taylor Swift concert.
We had a family in our school that went through like this mom.
Hours,
like all day. I can't remember what time she got online. I'm going to say, like, and I know this is super conservative, but I'm going to say she had dialed in as soon as tickets went to sale. So like maybe 10 a.m., let's say. We had parent-teacher conferences that night. She was on hold
through the entire
parent-teacher conference.
Not paying attention to our conference at
all. No, which is fine because, I mean, Taylor Swift coming to KC.
And I was like, why is this such a big deal?
We both wondered.
Yeah.
And now we may get it.
Well, I mean, dang. I started watching, you know, I do like the ticky-tock.
You like the ticky-tock.
I like the ticky-tock. And I was like blown away by her concert. Like, she's legit, okay? I can be a Swiftie.
Yeah, we're there now.
I'm there.
But I was there after you told me. Have you seen any of her concert?
It was incredible. It was incredible.
And you're right.
I didn't go. I kind of wish I had.
Kind of do.
Yep. Next time, we'll maybe try. But what really pushes me over is
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce and Taylor.
I mean, that's a dynamic duo, would one say?
It just makes my heart happy.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
It really, really does.
Because why? Like, why do you think people?
I mean, yes, we're in
Missouri. Yes, because we're in Missouri. We're huge Chiefs fans. Right.
That's, it does make me watch the football games more.
Oh, my gosh.
It does. Because so I like to watch the dynamics of everything. Mm-hmm. I think it's adorable. I think that I know he's a football player, so obviously he's famous. Yes, I know. Travis Kelce was like a big deal way before Taylor Swift.
Yeah, don't hear us saying that.
Don't hear us say that. He had his own thing. She had her own thing. There are two cool people coming together. But I like it. Personally, and you're going to laugh at me. So Taylor's, 33, 34?
Young.
Young. Okay. But so is he.
Mm-hmm.
I met Devin at this stage of life 12 years ago.
That is precious.
So now I keep thinking, I'm like, oh, this is, I remember when I met the football player and that was the one.
That was the one.
And so I kind of, it has to be the one because I need her life to play out like mine, except she gets to go away in the Rolls Royce and I got to go away in a maroon Pontiac that squeaked.
So close.
You not the same. So close. It's not the same getaway car. But I was still with my football player that I love very much. Yes. And so I feel like it's like, it feels real. Like their families, they're both close to their families and their siblings. It just makes sense to me.
As famous as they both have maintained, I feel like, a very down-to-earth persona.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
And that's why we're rooting for them.
I'm like all in for this.
That's it. As you should be. I'm all in.
I need it. You heard it here. I want to see the Taylor Travis babies. Like I want the whole deal.
Oh wow.
I want the whole deal.
Wow. Well, you heard it here
Tavis.
First.
Is that what they're calling them?
Is that it? Tavis?
Tavis, I think.
See, you know.
And yes, because I'm like every day I'm like, is there a new picture? Is there a new picture? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm just so happy you're so happy.
I just think it's so adorable. And they both look so happy.
They do. Happy. They do.
We need a little happiness in life, you know?
You're not kidding.
I like it.
Okay.
So I'm sure some of you agree with us and some of you don't agree with us.
That's and those okay. that don't, just okay. like, they're gone already. Like, they're off. Whoop, witch. Next episode.
It is a very big deal in Missouri. So, yeah. You know, it's like our thing.
It is.
In fact,
when you live in Missouri, it's your thing.
When we were in Arizona just a couple of weeks ago, somebody said, "Oh, Missouri, like what's your thing?" Oh, and I looked at them and I was like, "Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce."
And did they?
That's our thing.
Did they appreciate it?
They just laughed. It's like, well, Super we have Bowl some champions. Other too.
I don't know. We have things.
I know.
We have Kale Edinko.
We do. And I love Kayla and Co.
That's right.
I love our kids. I love everything that we do. And today's episode is about the next thing we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
My friend Jill here, who likes to do all the things. I have goats on the side and maybe a steer and a heifer. Jill likes to do all the other things. So she has embarked on another adventure with Kale Ed & Co. that I really want to hear more about because try as I may, I just need more help understanding how this is going to work. But I'm super excited and I know a lot of people are working on these things. She's laughing at me.
I love Susan.
Yeah, I know.
So,
talk to us.
Talk to us. So the new thing we would like to offer to people. So when I go out and consult and help districts, I am using a lot of what I wrote in my book. So I have a book called Matching Reading Data to Interventions, and it's a tool that we developed to help teachers figure out what the missing foundational skill is and then what they can do about it to help children. So when I'm out in buildings, I'm helping teachers walk through this tool and figure this out and know what to do next and fill in the missing gaps and kind of like coaching them into how to make sure they're meeting the needs of individual students.
So what's the problem with that? As you do that, you have this great book. It's a fantastic resource.
It is a fantastic resource.
I've used it as a building administrator. Yeah. I mean, I've had training on it on my own. So I've seen it, you know, as not just your colleague, but someone who's used it.
Yeah.
What is the problem, like, of practice we're trying to solve with your new step?
Right. So we know the tool works. I should say that. It has been tested by a researcher. So it does have validity behind it to say that it does increase student achievement. So that's great.
Fantastic.
So I can't clone me. I wish I could.
Okay, that would be fun in a lot of ways. Yeah, that would be fun.
In a lot of ways. But I can only, I'm limited on the number of people that I can help because of time, right? And so I have this impossibility of saying that I can't help someone. Like it hurts me to my core. And it doesn't matter if it's reading or if it's going to pick someone up or getting someone, I have this insatiable need to help people. And so I wanted to find a way to be able to offer help to anyone anywhere who might have a need to, if a teacher needs help figuring out what it is that a student needs to make their reading better, I wanted to be able to help. And so the only way I know to do that is to provide it online. And so we are launching an online course called I've Got Reading Data. Now what? It's a throwback to a book from many years ago, but it will walk you through the tool. It will tell you what to do. It will help you through all of those pieces so that you know what the concern is with the child and then what to do about it. And you can do that at your own pace in this course. And so it's like I'm there. I'm just through the computer and I'm not in the room.
Well, and I want to segue a little bit. So when we did the reading conference last year, so many times we heard, and I know I've mentioned this in other podcasts, so many times we heard, but what if my principal's not on board? What if my people are on board, but they're not where I am?
Right.
Or what if, you know, we're just all muddling around, but I'm ready for the next step.
Right.
What I like about the course, not only can anybody access you and that information, but it doesn't have to be a full scale school wide change. It can just be you in the classroom. And I think that feels so good as an educator.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And that's true because, I mean, your whole public school may not be going in that direction. Mm-hmm. Or if you're in a private school, you might not be going in that direction. Or if you're a homeschool parent and you want to know how to better help your child, this would be appropriate for you too. If you are a micro school like we are.
That's what I was going to, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you just have a few staff and you need to figure out some needs that a child has, this would be great for you too. So, you know, if you have dyslexic children, if you have complex reading problems, if you have children who you just can't quite figure out, this tool will really help you through all of that. And it'll help you know what to do next. And then if you get to the end of the course and you go, I've got it. Awesome. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Then go. You know, you're ready. You're set to go. You'll have the information you need. If you get to the end of that course and you go, I'd really like some extra support. Like I want to do the data, I want to use the tool, and then I want to talk to someone about it. Then there'll be another layer of coaching if you want that. And so
That's online.
It's online.
I mean, like that's
so you don't have to be. Yeah.
I'm especially thinking about our homeschooling friends and parents and micro school folks where staff.
For sure.
Those are small, right? Yeah. Those are small numbers. Yeah. And so to be able to access at the completion of the course to accommodate others' needs seems fantastic. Yeah. And selfishly, it keeps you here doing and practicing and like all the things that make Kale Ed & Co. different.
Yes.
It encompasses all of that, right? Yeah, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Research.
Yeah.
It's fantastic practice.
Yep.
And at a place and a point that anyone can access with support and keeps us doing what we love to do best at the same time.
Yeah, that's for sure. Cause I always feel this, I'm always torn.
I know you are.
Know?
Yeah.
And I mean, my first priority is being here and making sure everything's running well and it runs fantastically.
But that doesn't change. Right. I mean, your heart is still heavy often, I know.
Exactly.
When you're out and about.
It is. And so, so I feel like I just get to add another layer of being able to give some outreach and help people. And my goal has always been, I said I'm on a mission to make sure every child can read and every teacher knows how to make that happen. And so this is the closest I can get to making sure that people have the ability to access that information so that they can help a child who's just struggling and they're not sure what to do next.
Well, you know, I love it.
We're here for you.
I just love it.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
And thanks for entertaining my my Travis Kelce Taylor
Swift. You know, I'm here for you.
Obsession.
I'm here for you. I even played the tune.
I hear you. You did.
I did.
It was a great one.
All right.
All right. All right. Thanks, everybody. So you can find information on this course on our website. If you go to www.kaleedco.com, you will see a landing page there for the course. And right now, if you sign up, you're going to get a really cool freebie, which is the tool that you can use. So you can start to look at that and kind of get familiar with it. And then you will be put on a wait list for January. So it's launching in January. Launching in January of 24. And if you get your name on the list, you will be of the first to be able to access it.
So
very exciting.
So exciting.
Yeah. So we'll keep them posted on that.
All right.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Jill.
All right, everybody. See you next time.